back to the Nutramedical Report. We'll be joined shortly with Jay Newman, with Pete Fedick and Jim Deal. Jim, of course, is an expert and has a teaching sessions for hundreds of people downline in the Care Bar University setup that we have here through our organization. And I think that you'll find it's quite entertaining. It's also zero cost in order to be trained. And Pete Fedick, of course, is my immediate upline. And he's been working at this project for now a couple of years and done really well. I think it's important to understand that when you're looking at a home-based business that literally requires virtually no upfront costs, you're not buying a franchise, you can simply get in as easily as the cost of 1 gram of gold and a bronze membership, which is about $50, and you can build a downline, and in 12 weeks you can actually have free gold and a residual income. In a year, you can have a large network of people who are helping to literally save in gold by the gram, which isn't easy for most people to do. So, Jim, are you there?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
I can, and we'll be soon connected with Pete Fedick. Jim, I'd like you to start off with your training. I actually had one contact just the other day wanting to get involved with your training sessions, and many more people need to get involved with that, where they can actually listen in and get links, get all kinds of training free. What time of the day do you usually run your training? And of course, it's also recorded or stored, so people can actually listen to it later, right?
We can do that. There's a couple of web-based conference call systems that we have access to that we can record something with.
Right.
I just do it on an as-needed basis, so it would be a matter of that person reaching out to me and we set up something.
Right. So what I'll do is I'll transfer his contact. I also had a contact with another gentleman, Kino, in New York. He's one of our guys that's really top-notch. He's actually from Trinidad and as an international fruit salesman. But he also does all kinds of other side businesses in lower Manhattan near Wall Street.
Oh,
and
cool.
It's funny, last fall when we just got him started, he had someone from Wall Street come down, and they were all excited and were going to get involved. And then their brother that was also involved in Wall Street said, "Don't do that, it's a scam." And of course, he went back and realized a few weeks later that there were people in the Bundestag, big Hollywood producers in Hollywood, their multimillionaires were involved in carrot bars, celebrities, and realized, like, oh, they have tighter regulations in Germany than any country on earth.
Yeah.
And you're not going to get away with scamming in Germany. I mean, just not. And
well, you know, it's ironic because, I mean, if you stop and think about it, if you step on big toes, you're going to get people reacting. And that's exactly what goes on. It's kind of like politics, you know, when you go after somebody, you try to smear your reputation and stuff like that.
Well, now tell us about it, because I want to know what toes are being stepped on and why the toes are stepped.
Well, you know, I don't know how much I want to get into that.
I'll say. Let me summarize.
I know. I'll
summarize, and then you'll say if that's true.
There
are several countries in South America that basically said that they were socialist communist countries that basically didn't want carrot bars because they didn't want an alternative currency. It's not a currency yet. It's just a savings plan. At some point down the road, it might be, because we have K-Exchange and we have the ability to start things like eBay sales of buying and selling goods. But they saw the potential that down the road, just like, for example, years ago when Bitcoin was being set up, which is pretty, you know, interesting because it's just an algorithm, it actually can settle bank accounts now. And there's 12 different cryptocurrencies, including the one you mentioned a few weeks ago, which is called OneCoin. It's a coin-backed currency that's a cryptocurrency backed by gold.
Right.
Now, the carrot bars is the best business to people to get involved because it means you're saving in grams of gold, which you can do rather than ounces of gold. And you can also help other people do it. And you, because you're helping other people start to save, you get to actually get free gold and build a network and residual income.
Yep.
Which is pretty amazing. And if you do a year or so of this, you're going to find, oh my gosh, I got a downline of X size. And it's not like the kind of business that if you happen to be sick or take time off, it dies. It's important, though, to keep tending it like a garden, which means you check with your downline, make sure that they know how to mentor mentors, know how to keep the positive momentum going, and teach them the business, which is through things like carrot group team and sessions like yours that you have at Skype, where you have Skype sessions and you teach people more about all the aspects of the business. So I really can't see a better, simpler business. You don't have to have a product line. The product line is gold.
Yep.
And it's gold by the gram. LBMA product certified. Well, it's better than money. It's exchanging what I call anti-money. But on a Federal Reserve note, what it says is that you owe so much money to the Federal Reserve. Believe it or not, it's a debt instrument. You've actually holding in your hand debt to the Fed Reserve. You do not have real money. You have what I call anti-money. It's almost like saying, well, I'll send you to this universe, but by the way, I'm going to make your body out of antimatter. So if you touch anything, you blow up. And that's what anti-money is. And because they can print as much as they want, politicians can elect themselves with money from your future debt, which is really scary. If they had to do real money and politicians could not promise things that they can't deliver, we wouldn't have corrupt politics. People don't realize the corrupt money is why we have corrupt politics.
Well, you know, there's a reason that the founders, you know, the founders weren't perfect, but they had a lot of wisdom. And there's a reason that they said all transactions will occur in the form of silver or gold.
Yeah.
Right.
I think
I can hear Pete in the background there. Pete, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Good. Sounds good. Okay. So we're listening to Jim giving explanation of the reason why all transactions in the past were silver or gold, or they used a thing called a tally stick, which is also something that's hard to fiddle with.
Well, our founders didn't use the tally stick. That was something used in the past.
That was even before, yeah. But the gold and silver were the way to settle debt, and because you can't manipulate it, it's a limited supply, and it's desirable, it's real money.
Well, that's exactly the point. It can't be manipulated. Some of the early guys said, they even made comment about, you know, I remember the exact words, but something along the lines of, if you operate in paper money, you're in trouble. They knew that way back then. Yeah. So it's kind of funny when you stop and think about it that we're talking about gold and silver as an alternative to the paper money system. It's not a new idea. It's been an idea since the very founding of our country. They understood that. In fact, we're so used to dealing with paper money, the whole idea of dealing with real money, gold and silver, is kind of shocking to us. It just shows how far away we've removed ourselves from what the founders knew was just simple reality. You know?
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Yeah, so several things I think are important. What this does, too, it also becomes an international money, so that there's countries all over the world that use it. It's not just a local currency like Fed Reserve notes that are used in North America, or you have to exchange to another currency. Secondly, it's stable. It can't be manipulated up or down. And if anything, it's going to increase in value relative to other commodities and the fractional reserve funny money that basically we can sell is tanking. Around the world, they're trying to see how can we write off the debt other than the fact that they actually raise the currency or print so much, just like Zimbabwe dollars, to make the debt go poof. And if they do that, they steal all the money. In fact, what they're doing now is they're saying to Americans, buy American debt or see your money disappear in a bail-in where the banks literally take all your deposits. Now, even if they don't, if they just devalue the currency, the value in your home, your pensions, and everything you've saved is in fractional reserve funny anti-money. So if you don't start saving in gold, you're going to get sunk.
Yeah.
And people don't know that. Now, gold coins, you can get down a tenth of a gram of gold, which is a little bit more portable. But how are you going to get change if you pay for a taxi to go somewhere or buy food and say, well, that's X amount of value, and you got a tenth of an ounce of gold? That's still too much, but a gram is doable. Or even these partial gram note currency notes, which are a tenth of a gram, soon to be 0.2, 0.4, 0.6, and 0.8 grams of gold.
Yep.
So it means you're going to have real currency. I've talked to Pete, and he's mentioned the fact that there is a gentleman here in America making kiosks. He wants to ship around the world. That'll either give you Care Bar cards or the currency or fractional reserve and funny money anywhere in the world and do an exchange for you internationally. It could be in Santiago, Chile. It could be in Johannesburg, South Africa, or Beijing. People want to have portability, just like they want to have podcasts for their radio shows, which we've done, and our videos, which we're doing now, so that everybody can get portability and access. They want access to their money. They don't want it controlled in a bank. They don't want it devalued by a government that's basically spending themselves back into political power, which is what our politicians are doing continuously here in America. They spend themselves to continue to maintain their position as career politicians.
Yeah, and you know what's really interesting, for those that, and I assume most of your hearers are probably pretty aware, but for those that aren't, I mean, there's a reason why the holding of gold by banks is going up, you know? And I mean, it's not like we're doing something really radical or strange or out of the main line, so to speak, because the bankers themselves, I mean, I'm looking at this chart here. Central Bank Gold, world official central bank gold holdings has gone from 26,500 of tons to 30,000 of tons. In other words, it's gone up almost 4,000 of tons, whatever the actual number is.
Right.
You know, the thing I try to tell, I say, folks, why is that happening? Why are they doing that? The reality is countries and nations are backing away from the dollar all around the world. You're just not hearing about it. But if you search, you'll find that out.
Let me tell you what's going to happen, though. This is something that I know you're in different aspects of money, that I've talked to all these different experts, and I've come to a different conclusion than virtually every financial expert. And here's what's happening. They're trying to run from money. But if you actually look at the numbers, and it's like anything, you know, everything comes down to numbers like blood flow, if the kidneys going to maintain, or, you know, the weight of a crane, can it pull a certain object and lift it up, whatever. It's all numbers.
Right.
90% of currency on the earth is a Fed Reserve note. Two-thirds of it is actual virtual, which means it doesn't exist in physical printed money. It's flying around in cyberspace.
It's a digit on a computer screen, yeah.
Right. So two-thirds of the money that's even the Fed Reserve notes. So I'm going to think of this now. 90% of the currency on the planet, there's countries, I think, in South America, in Central America, that use the dollar as their currency. But it doesn't matter. If you go to any country pretty well in South America or a lot of countries in the world, they'll accept the dollar as their currency of tender.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they can say they're going to run from the dollar the same way as the BRICS nations. Brazil is already in shambles right now. South Africa is in shambles. Russia is in shambles. And China is teetering, trying to be a big bully. China has got a form of what I call irrational hubris. What's going to happen to China is that they will succumb eventually to like a Bretton Woods type system, and eventually they're going to move the dollar to a cashless system where the divots will be in their supercomputers, because the big behemoth in terms of supercomputer capacity is America. Centuries ahead of anybody else. I know this from working at Space Command, okay, and knowing classified stuff that's so crazy you think it's a sci-fi movie. What's going to happen eventually is America will have, and it will be the Golem, but the Fed Reserve system is going to absorb the BRICS system. It's not going to, it's like two big monsters, only one monster is 10 times bigger. It's just going to eat the other system up. And even though they're running from the dollar, what's really happening is we're seeing massive deflation in the value of the currency, because that's the only way they can get rid of the debt. But when they finish collapsing it, they will have done three things. They'll collapse the economy so there won't be a middle class anymore. There'll be an hourglass with a very few at the top that are super wealthy or relatively wealthy. Even some of the millionaires and billionaires will have been impoverished. And they will have converted a system where they'll have total control, because they'll have all the divots in their supercomputer in a matrix called the Virtual World Project, which I took care of employees for 6 years. So where I see things going is you need to have an alternative to the Mark of the Beast system, because that's what we're talking about coming. It's a cashless system that at some point, whether it's a couple of years or a decade or more away, is going to gradually come, and the big system, the Fed Reserve system, is going to eat the little monster, which is basically China. Because Russia doesn't count, South Africa doesn't count, India is already wavering, they're pretending that they're going to do all kinds of things. We're their customers. If we aren't the customers of China, they just choke. They have an internal revolution. They're more likely to have a revolution in China than they are to have one in any Muslim or any other country on earth. All they need to do is have their economy have a hiccup, and they're done. Because half the loans are shark loans at 20 to 40% interest rates. And the Chinese are inveterate gamblers. They're very smart in a unidimensional way. They're not as creative as here, because it's beaten down in their culture, even though they're very intelligent. And so as a result, they're playing ball with nations that are millennia ahead of them in terms of international activities. For example, the banks, I think, you're seeing the dollar, the so-called running from the dollar. They can't run from the dollar. It's ridiculous. The same way as the Saudi Arabia threatening that they're gonna pull the dollar down by dumping $3 trillion of debt. Within a week, the Senate voted to have unanimously a bill to sue the heck out of the Saudis. But once they start suing them, they're going to track it right back to the CIA Academy and the Israeli Mossad that trained ISIS. So all of these games are being played on an external lever. The real level is, you are going to be trapped into a system called the Mark of the Beast if you don't get into carrot bars. That's my bottom line. And that's coming. And whether you want to call it the mark of the beast or a cashless system, if you're an agnostic or an atheist, it doesn't matter. It's the same effect. It's a totalitarian system where if you don't play ball with them, in fact, in China, they're doing a social, your social network score in terms of your behavior, like on Facebook, Twitter in China, and they have their own parallels there. It determines if you can even get a job, because if you don't have a high enough score in your social networking score, you don't qualify even if you're a qualified engineer. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah. Well, you know, the thing is, I think that's definitely the goal. The question is, can they really pull it off? And
Absolutely, they're already pulling it off.
Well, I understand that, but I mean, there's some waking up going on, too.
Well, it doesn't matter how awake they are. They can be awake and dead. I can tell you, if you look at the Bible and you look at what I know from my classified and other sources, that the system, the Western system, will eventually consume the so-called paper tiger of China, and Russia's already on its last legs. That's why it can't prosecute this war very long. It doesn't have the money to continue making bombs. That's why it can't continue fighting in Syria. It's not because the Russians don't want to take over the Middle East. They can't afford it. Right. The reason why they went bankrupt and the Soviet Union went under is because they couldn't spend as much money as us in the military hardware and advanced space technology. They couldn't afford it. We could.
Yeah.
So, you know, ultimately, they're going. What I tell people is to protect yourself from the devaluation of the dollar versus commodities, which is going to kill the middle class and even people richer. You got to get into carrot bars. And for God's sake, I tell people out there, ultimately, it's going to become a cashless system, whether you want to call it the mark of the beast. If you don't get in it, you're going to be very sorry, cats. I don't care if you got $10 million or $10 billion in the bank like Donald Trump. You're going to be very sorry if all of a sudden your money becomes worthless.
Well, I tend to be a little bit more optimistic than that. I understand what you're saying, and I hope.
Oh, I know it's going to eventually get there. It's going to happen in stages. It won't happen all at once. It might take 10 or 20 years. It might take 5 years. My guess is it's probably going to take something like 8 to 10 years, in the mid-20s, when things start to really unravel. It could be faster than that. There's certain benchmarks we need to look at. The first thing is there's a lot of things. People say, well, the economy's going to crash now. The controllers of the world economy have so many things up their sleeve, even good pundits like Gerald Celente can't figure it out. But I tell people the steps to start saving money is real simple. Dan Jeromo, so why don't we run over that now, Jim? Because I tell people, we get a lot of people to sponsor it. We say, you've got to mentor mentors. You only succeed when you help other people. You simply get them to make a list. You help them with their list. You play the sizzle call with them so they're listening and seeing how it's done. Then you send them videos to their people that they can listen to. You call them back in 24 hours, get them signed up. And then you repeat and wash dishes, you know, like Dan Jeromo says, you know, wash, rinse, sit in the rack, you know.
I mean, it
couldn't be simpler, but I'm telling people, I'm panicking over this because I think that the only way to have a civil society is to have a society that still has currency. You know, people don't realize in Weimar, Germany, in Hungary in 1968, in these countries like Zimbabwe, when the currency becomes valueless, just like in the movie The Big Short, for every 1% increase in unemployment, 40,000 people in America die, D-I-E. They don't come back. They're dead. And people don't understand that this is going to cause a wasteland of economic devastation if people don't get out of the fractional reserve money, the anti-money, and start saving in real money called gold.
Right. Yep, absolutely. And, it's just such a simple thing. It's the beauty of the system that Karabars has set up is it makes it just lowers the bar so that the masses can actually participate in getting the kind of gold that only banks and governments use to settle debt with. I mean, that in and of itself is a lot bigger than people have any concept of, and hopefully as we hammer on it, they'll get it. But, you know,
right.
Not all gold is equal, and that's the part that people don't understand.
Well, yeah, that's the point. In other words, it's not so portable if you're having to exchange gold for more fractional reserve currency.
Right. And also, you want something that's verifiable by a third party. Anybody can come in and bring a coin and say, this is a 1 ounce of gold, but... You know, stuff's
Does it have zirconium inside it? In other words, is it gold or gold-ish? The ISH.
Yeah.
Gold-ish.
Yeah.
Shiny, but not gold.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit takefromcaesar.us for more information.
There's an ongoing war right here in America. Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Jim, you're only here for another few minutes. I want you to kind of summarize what you do to get people motivated to make mentors of their so-called clients that they call up and say, look, this is a great business. It's a business, multi-million dollar business. You can get into it with virtually with some sweat equity of half hour to an hour, 4 or 5 days a week. In 12 weeks, if you do this systematically and let your upline help you, you can actually have residual income and free gold in 12 weeks. And in a year, you actually can have a secondary or a primary income depending on how much effort you put in.
Sure.
You know, we can be different in terms of what we think the outcomes are, but ultimately what we can see is right in front of us. We don't have to be prophets. We just have to be journalists. The dollar is melting relatively slower compared to other currencies in terms of commodities. I call it the incredible shrinking cereal box, where soon you're going to have to pick it up with the tweezers. Jim, tell us what you do to get people motivated to become mentor or mentors, because if you don't help other people in this business, you can't succeed.
Yeah, I mean, it's once you know, once you have somebody that's serious, and I go back even a couple of steps, I find out what's in their head, and then I try to address it. I want to see what level of interest they have, what level of commitment, what they're willing to do to get it, because, I mean, in one sense, people have to motivate themselves, but you got to find out what their buttons are to push them so they'll get moving, if that makes right. sense. So I try to identify what's going on with people and answer any questions that they have and see what they want out of it. If they're serious about doing this business and they really get it, what's going on, they're going to want to put together a list of people that they want to hear and see about that. Right. Now, the beauty of that is, and I tell them right up front, I say, look, I am yours until you're ready to kick me to the curb. So you don't, you're not doing this on your own. In fact, you're, I'm doing this. You're just watching until you feel confident enough to do it.
Right.
So you take all that fear out, all that concern, all that potential rejection and all that. And we're still going to run into it. But the point is, I just say, look, just follow my lead. Hang on. I've done this before, and this is how we're going to do it. And I let them know all that up front, and I make sure they're good with that. And if they're good with that, then boom, we go. We get the list. We narrow it down to – I try to identify at least 10 key people on their list, because out of that 10, numbers usually show that we'll get two of them. And you might need to go to 20 to get two, but usually it's somewhere in that range. And then I try to get them to understand, look, this is truly a very simple business. It only takes two people, one on your right team, one on your left team. So let's see how quickly we can find those two. And it may not be anybody on your list. It may be somebody that they know. But this is how we're going to get to who they know.
Right.
And so I lay it all out so they have kind of a map in front of them. They know what we're going to do, how we're going to do it, why we're doing it. And I kind of try to paint the vision. Say, look, if you get two key people, I don't care if they're 100 people deep on one side and 50 deep on the other side, they're going to drive your business, and that's all you need. And then it's just a matter of holding on. And so you just got to give them a clear path to go on. And so that's kind of a broad overview of what I do. I just identify
right now you become like a senior professor. You really don't have to drive it once you get those core people. Literally, they're self-starters. I call the geodes. People are self-starters. Once you select them and provide them with good training and continued motivation, they just run with it. And
yeah, I mean, they provide the gas. You just give them the track to run on. You show them a clear path on that. That's the most effective way to drive their train, you know?
Yeah.
And that's all we do is we give them a track to run on. But I want to find out what's under the hood. I want to see what's in the engine. I want to see if they got some gas in there, and if they need some gas, help that, give them a little.
Now, here's a couple of things I wanted to touch on just before you go. There's future things with Care Bars. We have the kiosks. We have K-Exchange, which is being expanded, that people can use actually as a platform for buying and selling. In your back office, when you sign up to Care Bars, even if you just get a bronze package, you can show that you have a business. And I think there's, something like 333,000 businesses that are actually registered at Care Bars as being, in a sense, affiliates of the K-Exchange system, which means if you're a carpenter in Ohio or if you're a legal secretary that can do transcriptions anywhere in the in America, let's say, of the American legal system, or if you're a teacher of teaching German online, you can actually have this registered and actually be buying and selling services and goods in Care Bars.
Yeah,
at some point,
right.
It's going to replace credit cards. It's going to replace unstable money, because once the money starts to really cycle down, because the only way the politicians and bankers can handle this monster is to devalue the currency in steps or one great big ugly crunch.
Yeah.
And the Care Bars is waiting to fill in that gap when that happens.
Yeah. Well, look.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
This is a public announcement. Be ready to copy down a website address at the end of this message. If there was ever a doubt in our mind that radio works, it's gone. We have received such response to our $350 down, $99 a month land purchase opportunity from you that we are blown away. To keep our overhead down, we're using an internet-based sales tool so you can buy with confidence and purchase your land in New Mexico with just a click of a mouse and even pay with PayPal. But some people have said they'd like to arrange multiple parcels or have other questions. We'd be happy to talk to you. Call us toll-free at 855-LANDHO1. That's 1-855-LANDHO1. New Mexico land parcels are still available at only $350 down and $99 a month. This is beautiful land near amenities of a city, but far enough away to be private. And in as little as 1 year, you own it. $350 down, $99 a month. As the days go on, the land gets more and more limited, so visit us online at LANDHO.TV. LANDHO.TV right now.
Like me, you're probably sick of waking up at night, constant interruptions during the day, and even spoiled romance. Well, Americans across the country are using a product called Prostate Revive, and they say it really works. Prostate Revive is an all-natural formula created by renowned medical doctor David Brownstein. Dr. Brownstein's Prostate Revive is the only supplement formulated to target the two main prostate problems. The results have just been amazing, and you can even read online the testimonials of many others who are shocked by the success of Prostate Revive. So don't take my word for it. Just give Prostate Revive a free test drive. That's right. They'll send you a risk-free 30-day trial supply. Just pay a small shipping charge and judge the results like thousands of others. Call today, 800-659-7384. That's 800-659-7384. Or go online to prostaterevive.com. That's prostaterevive.com. Or call 800-659-7384.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Money, your Andy money. As I say, take open your wallet or purse and take out a note. You'll realize it says, you owe the Fed Reserve X amount of actual money. I mean, debt. You actually have a debt note. You do not have money in your purse or pocket or your bank account or even the value of your home or pensions. Do you know that? And do you realize that if they the only way they can actually handle this situation is if they devalue the currency? And if they're devaluing it all over the world, which is a catastrophe. We have to have control our borders because there's going to be a massive flood of citizens trying to get here because everywhere else it's like being a polar bear on an ice floe and everything is melting, but you've got the biggest chunk of ice, so you're on that underwater. The dollar is going to go down too. I mean, it's not the end of the world, but it's going to be ugly before, as I say, people get it and get a relationship with God, and we start replacing it with what I call godly money. Gold is godly money if it's used properly. That's because it's not anti-money. It can't be. You can't elect yourself into the future with funny money printed in a big vault. It was, you know, spraying it down because it's so superheated. Have to spray down the printer so that it doesn't go on fire. Jim, tell us about what you're going to talk about after the break here.
Well, I just wanted to respond to your closing comments, and then I got to get out of here. The one thing I want to make clear is you mentioned the whole K-exchange thing, and that is in place, and that will become very significant once the paper money system has really, really taken a major hit. That's when it's going to really come into play. As far as the kiosk thing, That is a separate company from CareBars, and there's no formal agreement between those two companies yet, but I'm in contact with some of the principals and leaders of both companies, and there is definitely an interest.
Yeah, there's something happening there. And
yeah, it's just a matter of timing, but that probably – we're going to have to see things get a lot worse before that probably kicks into play, unfortunately. But that is something that's on the drawing board. It's not.
Let me tell you a couple of fulcrum events, and I want to get your opinion before you take off.
Okay.
The biggest fulcrum event right now is Venezuela. Mm-hmm. It's a socialist, communist country, and they have the largest supply of oil in the Western world other than the Liberty Rig up in Prudhoe Bay, Alaska, or the Canadian tar sands. There's 7 trillion barrels of oil estimated in Venezuela, although some of it's kind of for high sulfur oil. There's a lot of it. And in fact, they actually calculated out if they burned all the oil in the Venezuela, the oxygen content of the atmosphere would drop to zero before it turned to CO2. There's a lot of oil there. In fact, Saudi Arabia's got like 800 billion barrels of oil. Venezuela alone has more than 8 times as much. So Venezuela is going under, and because their economy is linked to all the oil is basically the backbone, if you want to call it, the Federal Reserve dollar system, which is why the link to OPEC and so on is so important. I expect this year, and this is from all my newsletters, everything I'm reading and talking to all these experts, a 20 to 30% devaluation of the dollar, and other currencies in the world devalue 50%. And this is on top of what already happened in Russia, where the ruble dropped to 50% from August of 2014. I expect a 20 to 30% devaluation of the dollar, which means gold is going to go up proportionally that much more. So mm-hmm. gold is, what, $1,300 or $1,400 an ounce? It's probably going to go up to around $1,800 to $2,000 an ounce.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be very painful. A lot of people, they calculated out that 3/4 of people earning under $50,000 couldn't get $1,000 for fixing their car or a major disaster at home. And 2/3 of people earning $100,000 or less could actually do the same thing. And even people making over that would have to scramble. So we're dealing with an economy which is hand-to-mouth, couple paychecks from disaster situation. And a lot of the retail stores are closing. A lot of them are scrambling because, bigger guys are coming in. Amazon, Walmart's closing, so a lot of stores are amalgamating these new superstores. What I see happening is there's going to be a lot of pain this year, not next year, the year after alone. Mm-hmm. It's going to start this year, probably before the elections, which is why the economy is going to be the prime issue. It's why we have President Trump is going to take the reins, because the economy is the old story, is the economy stupid? Mm-hmm. I see Venezuela as the primary thing. In fact, from my internal contacts, they've even talked about the idea of Venezuelan crashes. We may have to actually, go in and assist them in Venezuela, because it's a really big disaster if their economy completely crashes and people can't buy groceries or gas or anything. And that's likely to happen, actually, where they're just teetering on the edge.
Yeah. No, I agree. And that goes back to the point we've talked about before, that people have no concept. They think, oh, what's a gram of gold worth? Well, you'd be amazed what it might be worth. It depends on how bad it's going to get. But
it's going to get bad. It's going to.
Yeah.
It has to get worse, even if you're not apocalyptic or dispensational. You got to know that the only way the government can fix this is if they literally allow the currencies to gradually devalue. And they're fiddling with them because they want to bring it down, but they don't want to do it so that they cause a revolution.
Right,
in Venezuela,
right.
There'll be a revolution. When the price of oil is so low, their economy is crashing.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, so, I tell people, I say, look, there's lots of things about CareBars that's very intriguing. Number one is it allows you to buy small amounts of gold in a user-friendly fashion. In other words, it can be not only acquired, but you can pass it around because it's got a third-party it comes from an LBMA refinery.
Right.
And it's got an assayer signature on it. And it comes it's sealed in. It's got a DNA signature in it. So it's a certificate. It's not only gold, but it travels around in its own little vault. It's a certificate of authenticity. That's unlike anything out there. So that makes it very unique. And to have something like that, when things get really wacky, it's going to be a lot more valuable than people really totally understand. And it doesn't take a lot. I mean, you can buy a gram cards for under $70 right now. If you can get a bunch of those cards, all the better. after the Weimar Republic, I think you could buy a car for a gram of gold at that time.
Right.
Now, will it go that way here? I don't think so. But I mean, the point is...
It's not going to get nearly as painful, but what if your $4 loaf of bread becomes a $10 loaf?
Well,
what if your gasoline, just because the currency is devalued relatively so much, because you're noticing already the value of a good example of the value of the currency, oil prices have dropped to the lowest they've been in years, but yet you don't see the gasoline dropping that much, do you?
Mm-hmm.
Which means the relative currency is disappearing. And I use the cereal box as a good example. Soon you'll have to pick it up with the tweezers. I mean,
yeah.
You're going to get a thimble full of cereal. It's like, that's how crazy it is.
You talk about $10 a loaf, and the truth is the loaves are smaller and they're costing more. So when you really figure it out ounce per ounce, we're probably not that far away from getting to a $10 loaf of bread.
Right.
Yeah. So it's pretty interesting. So I just tell people, I say, look, just get in this thing. Start, let us help you build.
Yeah, you don't
this
have
business.
To worry about figuring out the eschatology or the politics, but if you just watch the news daily and watch why Trump is so popular, even Bernie Sanders, I'm going to bring jobs back, I'm going to stop all these trade treaties. Both of them are hitting on several of the same identical issues, although they have, one, we have a Bolshevik, Bernie Sanders, who wants to bring social communism, and then Trump, who's a brilliant businessman, wants to bring a plan to actually expand the economy so you have the money to actually pay for the stuff like college at a reasonable cost, and healthcare where you don't have co-pays, and Obamacare that has death panels. Duh.
Yeah.
But the fact is that it's like the old story, you can't give if you don't have. If you don't have plenty, you can't give to someone else. And America now is at the end of the rope, just like with NATO, where we're protecting all these countries. It needs to be revised that they pay their fair share. It also revises to take care of terrorism. But our country is so screwed up, we actually support ISIS and the CIA gets involved with Orange Revolutions and so on because it's good for business to create chaos in the rest of the world.
Yeah, it's pretty nuts. And so... there's things about Trump I don't like, but what I do like is I think his hammer is real, and I think he will use it.
The things I don't like about Trump are I want to make sure that we put a choke chain on him and get proper advisors and surround him with people that are not part of the establishment so we actually fix things rather than screwing around, or all of a sudden they sidetrack, just like when Ronald Reagan went in and they got George Bush Sr. as his vice president as part of the deal, and they appointed all kinds of people that literally, just like Dick Cheney ran George Bush Jr.'s government, instead of having 4 to 6 employees, he had like 600 employees stuck in every department of the government, so it was run by the Prince of Darkness, Dick Cheney, including 9/11 when he was in the bunker, if you want to call bunker, I call it the Situation Room, with Norm Mineta and the military, and he says, what are you doing about this thing, this aircraft heading toward the Pentagon?
He said, stand down, basically.
Stand down, man, it's not hit yet. And of course, it wasn't a plane that hit there, ground effect, because I took care of pilots from Air Force Academy, so I know all these things about flight dynamics. That building was hit with a missile. And remember now, 9/11, I had my friends, actually, Missile Command and Strategic Defense Command and U.S. Space Command, they were putting false icons on the screens because it was a war game. We did the war game. It wasn't done by a tall Afghanistani engineer by the name of Tim Osman, a.k.a. Osama bin Laden. It was done by us. We have to face that. And I call it the Criminal Intelligence Agency. And its various affiliates like Academy, which is Blackwater Security, and the Mossad that are basically the trigger finger and affiliates, just like the Assadis of the CIA. We're running this show. We're the producers of the program. How's that?
Maybe that explains why there's those missing frames on that one clip of the object going into the Pentagon, huh?
Listen, I actually talked to one of the senior secretaries and had her on the show years ago. They had aircraft parts laid on the sector of the building, the same sector as the building that was hit 2 months before, laying in a great big warehouse area. It was just refurbished by a British company with Kevlar windows and titanium alloy girders. They're rebuilding that whole sector. And in Dov Zakheim's $2.4 trillion disappeared because all the records for the comptroller of the Pentagon were put in there so that there was no audit because it got destroyed. So what do you think? Okay, so there were no large aircraft parts, there were no jet engines, nothing as in the debris pile. So anybody who thinks that a jet aircraft hits there, they have to go back and learn some basic, one-on-one physics.
Yeah, there's definitely, yeah, the facts don't match up with the story, that's for sure. I
claim to understand it all because I've been in contacts. And I have classified contacts, and I have everything from the debris of the World Trade Center, right from the U.S. Geological, including the radioisotope analysis of the tritium and other isotopes that proves it was a nuke. And, in fact, I even had the munitions expert from Finland that was actually contracted 3 years before in 1998 by the Port Authority in New York and Mr. Silverstein to actually demolish the buildings, which were sick. And those documents are still sitting over in clay and iron. So if anybody says they have an alternate explanation, I will blow it out of the water and hit it with my death ray of truth.
Yeah.
And the problem is the same thing with the economy. People, you don't have to be dispensational or not. You have to realize, for God's sake, get into this system. Get into care partners, even if you just kind of saunter at it for a while and think, hey, you know, I had one guy last fall. He was having all kinds of bizarre problems with his KYC, know your customer documents. You know, one for this and one for that. Even had somebody recently, a month ago, says he lives in a yacht, but he wants to do care partners. I said, well, just get one of those mailboxes, you know, like they do in Los Angeles. I think he's up in Santa Monica, you know, off the coast there.
Right.
And I said, well, get a mailbox and then you'll have an address. And then you can, you know, because the Germans are real stickly. If you don't have a physical address and you can prove you're a real person, they're not going to let you set this up. So while he was messing around because he bought his membership, he got like, we had put like 47 people below him. And he looked on, logged on and said, oh my God, look at all the money that's sitting there. I said, well, unless you cycle on your other leg, that money's not going anywhere. It's not going to your care partner.
Yeah, it just, yeah.
It just sits there. It's like, and he wanted to say, well, how can I cash it? I said, you have to start calling people. If you want our help, we'll help you. Well, and most people don't, by the way. I find if I just tell people all you need to do is play this, you know, 5-minute sizzle call like Dan Jeromo's, and then ask if people are interested. If they are, just send them the videos from the care group team, and if they're interested, sign them up. It's that simple. It's so simple, I don't find very many people even ask for help to actually do the sizzle calls. I'm thinking, you're kidding, you know. Why don't they ask? Because it's so simple, they get embarrassed that they will ask you to call and play a sizzle call on a group call. They actually say, I can do this. I don't need your help, Deagle.
Yeah.
All I need to know is that it's so simple, you'll offer.
Right.
Which I find funny, you know.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. Well, look, I need to get going here. I'm looking at the clock.
Pete, I want you to fill in what's happening lately with you and this whole idea, because Care Bars is expanding. Where do you see it going in terms of helping people downline and really getting people online to realize this is the alternative to the collapsing financial funny money system? And the funny money system is going to have some major hits this year. As I say, I'm predicting a 20 to 30% drop in the U.S. dollar relative to commodities like food, gasoline, and so on. And I think other currencies are going to take even bigger hit, especially after things like the Mideast is, you know, teetering to blow up, Venezuela is going bankrupt, and the commodities are tied directly to what I call a domino effect, where all the derivatives are tied directly to the price of oil. And I don't see how much longer it's going to go before it finally rips, but it's going to rip this year.
Well, you know, I gotta say, there's one thing that even people that are already in carrot bars seem to overlook sometimes, and that is that you really can almost focus on and choose the products that you want to promote, if you would.
Right.
And you can focus on getting them for yourself. And I don't think people really, truly understand what's the value of what's coming with effectively the paperized or plasticized bills that are going to be, you know, sub-grams. The tenth gram, the 0.2 grams, the 0.4 gram, 0.6, 0.8 gram paper notes, if you would. That's going to give people
gold money, and it's small enough denominations. You can have this stuffed in your wallet and say, hey, do you want Fed Reserve anti-money notes or do you want gold money? And then, of course, when you have a system like K-Exchange or eBay and so on, what I'm doing is I'm working with my buddy Jim Quercy to actually set up what I call, in a sense, a clearing center that allow people to do with their K-Exchange and so on, allow them to buy and sell through our network here at Nutramedical. And I'm trying to get creative so that once we get the organization all set up, we want to clear it with care partners to make sure that they're happy with it. But once it's done, other people can replicate what we're doing, or they can come into our system and use it. because we want people to say, let's say you want to sell a craft or an online service or legal advice or, you know, whatever you want to do. You can offer those services in Karatbar currency and receive payment in Karatbar currency. And with the K-Exchange, you don't even have to physically send the gold. It's electronically transferred to you, and you have that value. That's what's really cool. It can't be fiddled. It can't be tried to fiddle around with. And, in fact, I think K-Exchange means that the gold stays in the bank in Stuttgart, Germany. Is that right?
That is my understanding. It's almost akin to a barter network is what it really comes
right.
down
to. Right. It's a gold-based bartering network. And the nice thing about it is it can be encrypted like PGP or some other technique like we had Professor McKenny on before. He talked about, you know, McScribble X. There's all kinds of encryption technologies that are not based on prime numbers that basically completely stymies the NSA or any other agency that wants to kind of tap into your buying and selling, or just what we call it bartering. When you barter using gold, you can go across state lines or from continents, and nobody can control it. And that's what's really cool about this. It also allows you to have a system set up if you want to have, let's say, a tithe aside to take care of people in your local community to say, hey, they need food or shelter or clothing or whatever. You can do all kinds of things with this as a Christian organization, as a humanitarian organization that can help people. So I see the sky's the limit. Karatbar is something everybody, rich and poor, should be involved with for lots of reasons, but they're all positive. Give us a call if you want help or help make a decision, and we'll give you all the upline help. We'll be your trainer wheels. Contact us, and we'll get you in Jim's teaching and other teaching areas where you can call into a call or on Skype in group calls.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from takefromcaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at takefromcaesar.us.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Do you know what's in your box?
And Jim, let's go over some of the key principles we talked about here, how people can, number one, start in the business, contact us, how we can make them successful.
Well, you know, the biggest thing, number one, is quite literally get registered and decide where you want to come in, what package that you want to come in at, because that determines the amount of commission that you can earn when you're making referrals.
Right.
And So you have to understand what kind of referrals that you're going to make, how your focus is, how well you're going to promote this and work at it. And number two, you need to determine what kind of a commitment you're going to make to how much you're going to be making, or acquiring on a regular basis.
Right.
I very strongly recommend getting on a fixed amount purchase plan on a weekly basis.
Right.
Or at very minimum, at least a monthly basis, fixed amount. This is something that was designed for the average person to get involved with and have enough that they can actually accumulate it and transact in commerce on a regular basis, not just once in a blue moon, but on a regular basis. And the work is in following up, making contacts, and sharing this with folks.
Right.
You have to remember, folks, this is not about selling; it's about sharing.
Right.
It's just a way. It's a way to get gold. And there are dealers all over the world that you can buy gold from, and you can get that at reasonable rates just about anywhere. But Carat Bars is the only company that allows you to make commission from making referrals and accumulating gold affordably at the same time.
Right.
And we have just a multitude of products that you can look at and consider for your own perusal and your own needs for your family and, ultimately to be able to use in commerce if you so choose.
Right.
It's a way to promote business, for instance, with the branding cards. So if you own a business, you can participate in the K-Exchange real easily. As well as the coming members area, where you can actually move gold back and forth between different Carat Bars account holders, if you would. And so,
when you buy a membership, you get a lot of bonuses in terms of being able to have buy down the cost for somebody else getting a membership. Instead of a gold, they might be able to get a silver if you help them. Because when you get, we have bought, for example, VIP, so we actually have reserve extra ability to help bump people up. We use that when we're helping to build our network. So in other words, not just the cost of the person to actually get their membership, we help people financially to do that so they get better exchanges on their work.
That's right.
And we did that with our downline network. And we want to encourage you that if you get, a gold, silver or gold package, you're going to be able to assist people downline so they can get involved and get a higher percentage of return on their time and effort.
That's great.
Thank you, Pete. Amazing show today. I hope it motivates people to realize we're here to help. All you have to do is observe, literally, until you feel comfortable, and we'll help build a network for you. Back in a moment with hour number two coming up. You don't want to miss it. Hour through, we're going to have three. We're going to have Tim Alexander and Dan Page, Sheriff. Lots of interesting topics to cover.
Are you familiar with the term vigor, strength in body and mind? He pursued his tennis game with vigor, for example. Well, I hadn't, but I learned about it from Kurt Crosby. All right, and he actually let me take a scientifically proven free vigor test. And I got 13 out of 32, not very good. But I worked on it with him, and believe it or not, now I have a 29 out of 32 and improving vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is this scientific vigor score, huh? My response is, you got to take the free test, available now. Get a hold of Kurt Crosby to learn about it. The number is 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Or email Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com for your free vigor test today. Kurt, libertyroundtable.com, or 801-669-2211. Vigor test, free, scientifically proven today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
We'll be right back.